What's up, everyone? I'm Joe Pompliano, and this is the Joe Pomp Show. I hope everyone's having a great week so far. I know I am, because the Masters officially starts today. Now, I may still be trying to break 90 on the course myself, but you all know by now this is one of my favorite sporting events. There's just so much history and tradition, and Augusta National Golf Club's secrecy makes the business behind the Masters even more fascinating. So today, we're going to do something a little bit different. Rather than a monologue breaking down the economics of the TV deal or the logistical challenges of getting 50,000 people to a small town in Georgia, I'm just going to share a laundry list of the things that I find most interesting about this tournament. It'll be bullet point-esque, and some things are quirky and random, but I'm confident that you'll leave with an even bigger appreciation for golf's most iconic tournament. So let's get right into it. First up is RFID tags. Now, Augusta provides each member of the media with a badge upon arrival. You show this at the gates, you get in every single day, and it gives you access to a bunch of different areas around the course, including the new media center every day. I mean, this media center is absolutely insane. They must have spent $50 million or more on this building. Whereas most tournaments might have a small tent for media members to do interviews, this thing is legit. They have brass nameplates, they have a cafeteria, there's computers that have touch screens. It's awesome. But one interesting thing about the badge that many people don't know is that it contains an RFID chip. Now, this chip is similar to what's in a football or is in your Tap to Pay credit card. And it allows club officials to see exactly where all media members are located on the property at all times. It literally allows them to track them on the property. Next up, I want to talk about making the cut. This year's Masters will award $18 million in prize money, with the winner receiving the largest check, of course, at $3.2 million. However, one interesting thing to note here is that unlike most other golf tournaments, which typically do not provide any prize money to players who don't make the cut, even the golfers who go home on Friday night at the Masters and get cut before the weekend still receive a check for $10,000, essentially covering their expenses for the week, depending on how much their house or their travel or other things like that cost. That brings me into home rentals. Now, home rentals in Augusta, Georgia during the Masters are insane. I mean, the rates for these homes are absolutely incredible and, quite frankly, mind-blowing. A five-bedroom home rented by a player, for instance, might cost somewhere between $30,000 to $70,000 for the week. And a bunch of brands like Nike or even billionaire attendees will often pay six figures for bigger homes where they can host events throughout the week. But here's the interesting part. The IRS has a special exemption in the tax code. Literally, it's in the tax code, called the Augusta Rule. This allows homeowners to rent out their homes for up to 14 days per year without having to pay taxes on that income. This rule was initially put in place specifically for Augusta residents during the Masters Tournament, but it has since been made available to anyone in the United States. So if you rent your home out for 14 days or less, you don't have to pay taxes on it according to the IRS tax code, and you can thank Augusta and the Masters for that. Next up is merchandise sales. Now, it's no secret that the Masters has one of the most unique merchandise agreements in all of sports. They artificially increase their demand by only allowing people to buy official merchandise on site. There are no online sales. Now, of course, you can buy merchandise there and they will ship it to you. And a lot of people end up buying merchandise for themselves, for their family, and for their friends. It's totally common to see a massive line at the merchandise tent. And sometimes people are spending upwards of $5,000 at checkout. Again, often buying things for family and friends, not themselves. But when you add all of this up, that's where it truly gets mind-blowing, because the Masters will do about $70 million in merchandise sales this week alone. That's $10 million per day in sales, $1 million per hour, $16,000 per minute, or $277 per second that the store is open. Obviously, that is incredible. Next up is tickets. The Masters, they leave a lot of money on the table with tickets. That's because rather than selling them to the highest bidder in the open market, Augusta selects attendees each year through a lottery system. It's estimated you only have a 0.5% chance of winning, so about half of 1%. I myself have applied every year for the last 10 years, I think, and haven't won yet. And you don't even get to pick which day you attend. You may get a practice round or maybe a round during the tournament. But if you do get selected, you'll save a ton of money, as daily passes purchased through the lottery cost somewhere between $100 to $140, while daily passes on the secondary market will often cost you $1,000 to $2,000 each. Now, the reason why the Masters leaves a ton of money on the table is because they could be making tens of millions of dollars more annually if they just sold them for 50% of what they're selling on the secondary market. But again, this is all part of the experience at the Masters. It goes hand in hand with concessions and TV rights, which we'll get to in a little bit. But first, let's talk land value. Augusta, the land of Augusta, was purchased for $70,000 in 1931. I'm talking about where the golf course actually sits today. And even if we wanted to adjust for inflation to make it fair, that's $1.4 million, which pales in comparison to today's assessed value of $200 million. That's how valuable Augusta National is today. That's a 14,000% gain. And speaking of land value, let's talk about expansion. Augusta National is expanding rapidly right now. They have spent more than $200 million through an array of LLCs quietly over the last 4 years. They've acquired more than 100 properties, adding over 270 acres of land to their portfolio. Augusta has purchased virtually everything you could imagine, from strip malls to restaurants to apartment complexes and, of course, homes. And they often pay 3 to 4 times that thing's actual value to make sure that they're able to get it more than anyone else. Some of this land has gone towards parking and hospitality venues, but the rumor is that Augusta wants to build a second golf course at some point and a private exit off the highway that leads directly into the club. But one of those hospitality venues is this new venue called Map and Flag. Augusta is debuting this new premium hospitality offering this year. This is unique because guests will receive a week-long tournament badge when they buy a ticket to this new venue. They'll have access to all-inclusive food and drinks. I think there's 3 restaurants. There's outdoor seating. It's really nice. There'll be dozens of TVs and a private merchandise shop, which might be the best benefit, so you don't have to wait in line and deal with a bunch of other people. However, I think this is also actually the best example of Augusta's pricing power. The reason I say that is because the venue isn't even at Augusta National. It's down the street in a renovated shopping center that they purchased for $26 million in 2020. Yet still, Augusta is charging people $17,000 per ticket, and they have completely sold out. So again, you're not even on the venue. Your premium hospitality option is down the street in a shopping center that they renovated after purchasing. And you're going to pay $17,000 to be able to use that venue every single day during their tournament and get access to the tournament itself. Some people will say that's too much, but it doesn't really matter because they completely sold out. And I can guarantee you, they will continue to sell out every single year. All right, let's talk about cheap concessions. I like to say that there are 3 things in life that are certain: death, taxes, and can you guys guess the third? It's cheap concessions at the Masters. From $1.50 pimento cheese sandwiches to $5 beers, you can literally eat lunch for $6.50. The Masters intentionally keeps prices low to ensure that fans have a good time. And even if you wanted to test every single item on the menu, that would only cost you $66. Literally every single menu you could buy, one of each, $66. You can't get that anywhere else in sports today, at least not on the professional level for a tournament of the status of the Masters. Speaking of cheap concessions, you shouldn't expect to buy beer until 11 a.m. on Sunday during the final round. Now, this rule has been in place at Augusta National for a long period of time. The previous rule was actually set at 12:30 p.m., and the idea was that no one would be able to drink until church was complete. But during COVID, the rule was pushed 90 minutes forward, and it has stayed there since 2020. And now people are able to enjoy a beer on Sunday at the Masters at Augusta National at 11 a.m. or later. Let's talk about the green jacket next. The green jacket tradition is one of the best in sports. It started in 1937 when Augusta bought jackets from Brooks Uniform Company. And the reason was pretty simple, actually. They just wanted Master visitors to easily be able to find someone on the course who had accurate information about the tournament. It was their uniform, per se. Now, though, every Masters winner gets their own custom-fit green jacket. They get to take it home for a year, but then they must return it to the clubhouse, and it can only be worn on property after that first year. Today's podcast is sponsored by Doer. I'm super excited that Doer is now sponsoring this podcast because they sent me a pair of jeans a few months ago, and they are absolutely fantastic. Finding a good pair of jeans is never easy, especially when you want something you can wear all the time while still looking good and feeling comfortable. I don't know about you guys, but it feels like I try 3 to 4 different brands every year, and they almost always never work out. Some don't fit right, some shrink in the wash, some aren't comfortable, etc. But I was recently introduced to Doer's denim offering, and I think they cracked the code. Doer's denim uniquely mixes classic style with technical performance. It has 360-degree stretch, which keeps you cool throughout the day, and it's become my go-to option for virtually everything, from watching games at the bar to date night. So if you want to upgrade your closet today, give Doer a try. They have a bunch of different options on their website, and the best part is they're offering all of my listeners a special 20% discount code. all you have to do is go to shopdoer.com/pomp. That's shopdoer.com/pomp. Today's episode is sponsored by Hyper Ice. Hyper Ice is not only one of my favorite companies in all of sports, but they're also one of the fastest growing companies in sports today. Hyper Ice is the official recovery technology partner of leagues like the NBA, MLB, PGA Tour, and even the UFC. And you've probably seen athletes like Naomi Osaka and Erling Haaland using their products. But Hyper Ice isn't just for pro athletes. Me, personally, I use their Hypervolt massage gun, invented heat and back wrap, several times each week, and it's become an absolute game changer for my health and wellness. Not only is it helpful after hard workouts, but sometimes I just wake up and my back hurts because of how I slept. So I throw on the heated back wrap and it literally solves everything within minutes. It's absolutely incredible, the products that they built, and I want all of you to be able to experience it for yourself. So go check out Hyper Ice today and start recovering like a professional athlete. All of my listeners can use code JOE15 for 15% off their order. So make sure to go check out hyperice.com today and use code JOE15 for 15% off your order. My craziest green jacket story, and you guys can verify this online, is that someone found a green jacket in a Canadian thrift store. I believe it was in Toronto in the mid-1990s. They purchased it for $5, and it sold at auction, I think, 2 years ago for $140,000. So again, they bought it at a thrift store. They found it for $5. We don't know whose it was, but it was later authenticated and sold at auction for $140,000. Now, that's not a bad find for a thrift store. And that reminds me about details. This is just really important to Augusta National. Details more than anything is important to Augusta National because they are precise with everything at the Masters. I'll give you a few examples. Magnolia Lane, when you come into Augusta National, is exactly 330 yards long, and it has 61 magnolia trees on each side. The clubhouse has a wine cellar in the basement with more than 30 pages of the world's most exclusive wine. So when people come to the club, they can always find something they want. Employees beforehand study where each player's locker is located, so when they arrive on the premises, they can tell them exactly where to go. The food is intentionally wrapped in green packaging, so if someone litters, it cannot be seen by everyone else on television. The fairways are cut to 3/8 of an inch. The greens won't be longer than 1/8 of an inch. And the grounds crew is so good that they can replace entire pieces of sod within just 15 minutes. I'm talking about someone noticing that a piece needs to be replaced, calling it in, getting the sod, bringing it over, and replacing it. Literally anywhere on the property within 15 minutes, they can do it. Another thing that's interesting that you guys probably saw earlier this week was the Champions Dinner. Now, we all know that Augusta gathers all previous Masters winners for a Champions Dinner every Tuesday before the tournament starts. The previous year's winner gets to pick the menu. My personal favorite is when a 21-year-old Tiger Woods made everyone eat cheeseburgers, french fries, and milkshakes before the tournament started. And while Augusta National provides the chef and the service crew, one interesting thing to note is that they make the prior winner pay for the meal. Now, John Rahm did it this year. It was a great menu. There's a video of it online. And something's telling me he can afford it given what he's won in prize money, endorsements, and certainly with his LIV Golf contract. Next up is media rights. I talked a little bit about how the Masters and Augusta National leave money on the table. It's estimated they leave anywhere between $100 to $150 million on the table every single year. That's roughly means they could double revenue and no one would notice. But the reason they don't do that is because they want exclusivity and control of the tournament. And there's no better example of this than media rights. The Masters has the most unique TV deal in sports history, bar none. That's because rather than selling the rights to a large network for hundreds of millions of dollars, they quite literally give the media rights away to ESPN and CBS for free. It's a year-to-year handshake deal, and it allows them to completely control the tournament themselves. They get to pick the advertisers. They get to pick the TV time. I think it's 3 minutes of commercials each hour. There's no on-course signage, and it has allowed them to maintain complete control of the broadcast themselves. And speaking of control, that reminds me of their tax status. Unlike most golf clubs in America, which are nonprofits, Augusta National is actually registered as a for-profit corporation. This would require them and does require them to pay more in taxes. But they do it anyways because it means they don't have to share any information with the public. We're talking about no one knows their full member list. No one knows their income. No one knows their holdings. No one knows their expansion plans or anything else. Again, when it comes to Augusta National, they value privacy more than anything else, and they're willing to get that at all costs. Now, the Masters is obviously mostly an event for wealthy attendees. It is attainable for a lot of people. Again, you can buy a ticket for $1,000 or $2,000 on the secondary market. A lot of golf fans end up splurging for it at least once or twice in their lifetime. And a lot of other people are coming straight up through the lottery. But wealthy people are also going as well. And more than 1,500 private jets will land in Augusta this week for the Masters. These jets are paying up to $3,000 in landing and parking fees. And you guys should see videos. You can see videos. I tweeted it out the other day, a video of the tarmac, just plane after plane after plane after plane. Now, some of these are players. Some of these are just attendees. Some of these are corporations. Some of these are executives from the PGA Tour and other places like that. But you guys get the point. 1,500 private jets. But the public side of the airport is actually really busy too. Some people just fly into Atlanta and then they take a car from there a couple hours. But the Augusta airport, the regional airport, sees six times more arrivals than normal. In a typical week, they may get 5,000 people arriving at their airport. This week during the Masters, they'll get 30,000 people. This requires them to hire more than 100 extra employees for the week. All right, let's talk about landscaping and, quite frankly, landscaping perfection. It's estimated that Augusta spends tens of millions of dollars annually on landscaping. However, the course's most impressive feature might be the sub-air systems located beneath each green. These systems keep greens consistent, sucking up water when it rains and adding moisture when it's hot. Even crazier, a patron slipped a few years back on one of the walkways at Augusta when it was cold and it had rained. So Augusta decided to rip up all the walkways and put sub-air systems underneath them. So now no one slips because, again, they can control the moisture. They can heat them up when it gets cold and they can suck away some of the moisture when necessary. Again, at all cost, Augusta wants you to have the best experience you could possibly have on campus. They don't want anyone leaving saying that wasn't worth it. They make it worth it by everything they do, by going the extra mile to make sure that everyone has a great time there. One of the other fun facts here is political, a little bit, but probably not in the sense you might think. Let's talk about the Eisenhower Cabin. Dwight D. Eisenhower is the only U.S. president to ever become a member of Augusta National. No other president has membership status there. But the interesting part is he never actually attended the Masters. Instead, he made 29 trips to the property, playing 210 rounds during his eight-year term as president. And even better, the Secret Service worked with the club to build a safe space for him to stay on the property. It's called the Eisenhower Cabin, and it is still used today on the property. You'll hear them talking about it on the broadcast. And again, it was designed by the Secret Service so that he and potentially other high-profile guests could stay there when visiting Augusta. And this came in handy because my favorite story about Augusta involves President Ronald Reagan. He vacationed at Augusta in 1983, and of course, he stayed at the Eisenhower Cabin because it was already built at that point. But this is where it gets interesting, because while he was on the property and playing golf, someone smashed through the gates with a gun and tried to hold him hostage in the pro shop. Now, you guys need to go look this story up. I'm just telling you because the details of it are absolutely incredible. But someone broke into Augusta and literally was trying to hold him hostage in the pro shop. The Secret Service ended up getting him off the golf course, put him in a motorcade. There's literally pictures of them with armed guns and rifles sitting on the side of cars and driving him out of the property and back to the cabin. It's one of the craziest stories, and it speaks to the history and the tradition around the Masters and Augusta National and just how famous it's been, because this is the only tournament in golf, in the majors per se, where it's played at the same place every single year. And I think, quite frankly, what we've seen over the last few years is that the Masters has taken another step forward. They've kind of put themselves in more of a digital first, 21st century place on social media. They're putting a lot more content up, and they've been willing to innovate and test new things. I mean, I saw a video earlier of a drone literally going down Magnolia Lane through the clubhouse, through the crow's nest, which is where the amateur players stay. And that wouldn't have happened a decade ago at Augusta National. It's happening now. But that's only one part. If you think about the Masters in contention of everything else going on in professional golf today, it's one of the only tournaments as an invitational where all of the world's best players are now competing. So whereas the Masters and the other majors were a step up above all the tournaments beforehand, it's even higher now. You look at the Players' Championship. The Players' Championship a few weeks ago was a fantastic event. Wire to wire, I was glued to the television. There was big names at the top, people posting low scores, amazing shots, and it literally came down to the last hole. Scottie Scheffler was on the range preparing for a playoff when Wyndham Clark lipped one out and ended up losing on the 18th hole of the Players. but I was expecting a bigger viewership number. The viewership number was actually down when we saw the numbers come out the next day. And I think a big reason why are a lot of golf fans know that not all of the best players are in these tournaments. And that's why the Masters, above everything else, being at the same place every single year, there's storylines, there's tradition. And now it's one of the only tournaments every single year where the world's best players, even if you think Koepka or Phil or any of these other guys on LIV, even if you think they don't have a chance to win, which I would argue is not true given what we saw last year, even if you think that though, you know they're big names and it's one of the only tournaments in golf where all of them are going to be playing. Again, it elevates the Masters and Augusta National, quite frankly, more than a lot of these other tournaments. This history and allure is what makes the Masters so special. Everything that I talked about today, they care so deeply about their reputation, from giving away the TV rights for free to controlling commercials and the course itself. It is one of the reasons why the Masters has become one of the most prestigious sporting events today, and it's one of the reasons why we're going to see it continue to excel into the future. They have great leadership in place, and they're expanding. They're buying land. They're creating new hospitality venues. They just announced at the press conference today on Wednesday that they're going to be building a 3-level parking garage and entertainment area for the players, their families, and their teams. They are going all out at all times to make sure that players, fans, people attending these events have the best possible time, and that is why, ultimately, it is one of my favorite events and one of the best events on the sports calendar. That's it for today, everyone. I hope you enjoyed this tournament. Before I let you go, I want to give a quick shout out to my friends, the Tour Junkies. You guys know these guys. They do some of the best data analysis in professional golf when it comes to betting, and they recently launched a new site called Bet the Number. They're working with a couple ex-PGA Tour guys that are experts at analyzing courses and player data. These guys have worked on the PGA Tour. They've worked on Ryder Cups. They've worked in basically every facet of professional golf, and they built a fantastic website. They're my friends, but I would say it anyways because I've been on the site. I've used it. It's absolutely fantastic for analyzing player data and betting on golf tournaments. If you want to go check it out for the Masters, go to betthenumbergolf.com. Again, that's betthenumbergolf.com. And you can use code MASTERS24, all caps, MASTERS24, for $5 off monthly or $50 off annual subs this week only. Go make sure to check it out. I hope everyone has a great week. Enjoy the tournament, and we'll talk this weekend.